The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. We've got something unique and different for you this afternoon. We're going to be visiting with Scott Helt and Nate Munson about Iowa Safe Schools. If you've never heard of Iowa Safe Schools, you get an introduction today with two guys that one of which I've known for quite a while. Scott Helt recently ran for the Iowa House.
That's correct. Thank
about
you.
A year ago, and did well, and didn't get elected, but did well on his first foray out there. And Nate Munson, this is our first time to meet. Welcome to the NewsHour.
Yeah, glad to be here. Glad to be a part of it.
So you're the executive director, Nate.
Yep.
And our good friend Scott is involved in development and communications, which means you're the fundraising guy.
That's correct.
All right. So let's turn to you, Nate. What is Iowa Safe Schools? Where did it come from?
So Iowa Safe Schools was founded 15 years ago with assistance from the Iowa Civil Rights Commission to look at how do we support LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer/questioning students in our schools. When we were founded, the mission initially was focused on bullying legislation, as well as extending the Iowa Civil Rights Code to include sexual orientation and gender identity. That happened in 2007, and then for the past 10 years, we've been focusing on education supporting LGBTQ students.
And as I understand it, Scott, I was one of few states in the nation that has something like this. Is that right?
Absolutely correct. And the civil rights extension that we have in this state is very awesome for not only students, but LGBTQ persons in the workplace.
And when we talk about discrimination events, yep. And this all boiled out of the bullying, anti-bullying legislation. And much of that bullying was directed to people of color or different race, different religions, mm-hmm. and also LGBTQ individuals who were perhaps different than their peers.
Yeah. When we look at why students are bullied, for example, there's the top three reasons are the first one is physical attributes. Okay. So students' height, weight, glasses, braces, something physical about them. The number two reason is either going to be ability or it's also been seen to be on something related to their sexual orientation or gender expression. So they're not acting feminine enough or too feminine or too masculine or not masculine enough.
Wow. Scott, you're a relative newcomer to this organization. You came out of the YMCA group and to Iowa Safe Schools. How are you finding your way through this? This seems to be a lot more in your wheelhouse, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And every day is a learning experience for me. I really take pride in what this organization has been able to do before I got there and how we continue to move forward to really assist kids across the state. So from a communication standpoint and a development standpoint, it's really a unique opportunity every day to make an impact on a kid's life.
And what you just said, Scott, is important to understand. This is not just a Polk County or Des Moines thing. This is a statewide initiative.
Yeah, no, it's totally statewide. We have students that we work with from Ida Grove all the way down to Fort Madison or Dubuque or Decorah, wherever it might be. The students that we work with primarily are from rural Iowa. 80% of all the students we
really?
Work with are from rural communities, yeah.
I think that would surprise people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. When we say you work with students, mm-hmm. what kinds of things do you assist with?
So Iowa Safe Schools, we are considered a victim service agency.
Okay.
So we receive funding through the Victims of Crime Act, FOCA dollars, which means we provide a variety of services related to being a victim of a crime. Bullying is considered being a victim of a crime. So that means we can provide individual counseling services. We can help them with starting a Gay Straight Alliance, which is a student club. That's kind of a group counseling situation. They can talk to their peers and know they're not alone, as well as personal legal advocacy. One of the number one calls we get is from a student who might be denied their right to use a restroom because they're transgender. And so getting them connected with like the ACLU, Lambda Legal, or an attorney.
Well, wow. So how many active cases are you following across Iowa?
So we've served this past year was our first year of receiving VOCA dollars. And so we are serving about 806 students, I think it was the last
806
report.
806 students?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So that they received some form of service.
Some form of service, right.
Yep.
Scott, is this something that was even in your paradigm? Did you know about this?
I had no idea the extent, especially in rural Iowa.
Surprises me.
80% is a very large number. And to think about, the rural Iowa experience compared to being in, a major population, I'm glad that we're able to extend out of the Polk County area to provide services.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about the queer youth experience. So in 2017, what students are dealing with is different than 15 years ago when the organization was founded. When the organization was founded, we were talking about students coming out at the age of 17, 18. Maybe they're getting rejected at home, or maybe they're being called names. We have students coming out at the age of 10, 11 years old. And really? So they're coming out much younger, and the issues they're dealing with are a little bit more complex than maybe 15 years ago. It's not so cut and dry about affirming resources. It's more, we had one student, for example, who he was kicked out of his home, and then he ended up in a sex trafficking situation, sexual assault, dating violence situation, and just the repercussions of that. And so,
as
16 years old. So finding those services for that student, including just keeping them in school. Because that's his way out is an education.
Sure. Stunning. Just stunning. When you visit, do you put on programs at some of these in these communities?
Yeah. So it depends on the community. It depends on the school. It depends on the need. Every situation is going to be a little unique. But a lot of times a school may ask us to do professional development for the staff so they kind of understand what's going on and support the students.
Good point. And let me just stop you there. Because I would suspect there's many educators, and I don't care if it's rural or urban, that are trying to come to grips with a real change in societal norms that are out there that may have been different, completely different 25 years ago for them than what they are today. And so some of that in-service training, how do you identify, how do you help, how do you be part of the solution and not the problem?
Well, I think what we do really well is we come at a very difficult conversation from a very kind of soft stance. It's all about the students. So right away, whenever we do a professional development or a presentation or anything for that, we always go, our common ground is always, we got to help kids because we know kids are suffering out there. So what can we do to help them out? And if we all have that common ground, we can move a lot further ahead. And I think if we just go back to that, if anyone gets off base, it goes a lot further.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that as far as, because we have a broad listening audience, lots of different people out there, and this will be on podcast as well if anyone has missed all or part of this. We're visiting with Nate Munson and Scott Helt from Iowa Safe Schools. Let's talk a little bit about that as persons, as people, as individuals in communities. What are a couple of things that you can lay on them, so to speak, that could assist them in dealing with LGBTQ individuals when that comes up, when this situation comes up? What happens?
Yeah, for a lot of individuals, people go to a lot of those stereotypes or things they may have seen in the news, for example. So for trans individuals, when someone comes out, people get afraid. It's all about bathrooms, locker rooms. People go right to some pretty bizarre places with that. And what we always say is, let's stop talking about the hypotheticals. Let's talk about them as a person. They're your coworker. They're your student. They're your family member. If you think about them like that, then it's no big deal. We win. The LGBTQ community wins when we tell our story, is what I always tell the students.
That's exactly right.
When we tell our stories, we've won. And so I always encourage the students, don't be afraid to tell your story to your teachers. Don't be afraid to tell your story to your peers, because then they realize it's not some boogeyman in the closet that's out to get them. It's your neighbor.
Yeah. And there are a lot of, fears. And I think you said it well. People just don't know how to react.
Yeah, people don't know how to react. They think that, someone comes out to them or they're sharing their story, that there needs to be something special they have to do. And there really isn't. It's just listening. It's just being there for them and listening for those clue kind of words of what do they need for support, what do they need for services.
Scott, as you work through Iowa Safe Schools and you're in the communications and development area, where does your funding come from for the most part?
We have a lot of different sources. Like Nate had mentioned, you know, we have some grant funding that allows us to provide these services across the state. But a large part of it is relying on donors across the state who we, you know, may or may not have served their kids. We've had an impact on the educators. Maybe it's them giving back to us in certain ways. But we really lean on communities across the state to help us provide these services and reach out to LGBTQ youth across the state.
And how do you allow these schools to know more about you?
We actually have a fantastic website as part of the communications strategy. We just spent a lot of time revamping it. So not only are there a lot of tools up there for educators, families, students, et cetera, but just for people who want to know more about the LGBTQ youth experience, it's a great resource for them to find out what we're doing and how to help.
Got it. All right. We're going to what we're going to do is we're going to do a Insight on Business Extra. We're going to hold you guys over for just a few minutes. We're going off the air now. But all of this latter conversation will be included in the podcast. OK,
great.
You guys cool with that?
That's
can you stick around?
Sounds
for just
great.
A
we're
minutes?
Excited to be here.
All right. Excellent. Our guests are Scott Helt and Nate Munson from Iowa Safe Schools. We will continue a little conversation with these guys following are going off the air, but if you want to hear all of this, you'll hear it on the podcast. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, my name is Michael Libby. Our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend, James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. We'll catch you on the other side on the Insight on Business Extra. Well, welcome back to the Insight on Business Extra. If you were listening earlier, you knew that we were talking with Nate Munson, the executive director of Iowa Safe Schools, and Scott Helt, the director of development and communications for Iowa Safe Schools. We're holding them over past our broadcast time to talk a little bit more about what it is that they're doing for Iowans all across the state. Welcome back, guys. Good to have you here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So are there programming things that you do across the state in which you reach out to people? I mean, how do they know that you guys exist? Obviously, you have a website, mm-hmm. but how do they know you're there?
Well, honestly, one of the biggest things that we're known for is the Governor's Conference on LGBTQ Youth, which we just finished our 12th year, and right. Next year will be our 13th, lucky number 13th year, and it serves over 1,200 students and educators annually.
That's not without some controversy.
No, it's not without a little bit of controversy. Whenever you're talking about some of these critical conversations for students, some people may not appreciate that as much as I think we do. But the conference covers a wide range of topics LGBTQ youth experience, from bullying and homelessness and suicide to, yes, things like sexual health and mm-hmm. and resources in the classroom.
Yeah, you touched on one of those areas, suicide mm-hmm. and mental health issues. And Iowa, unfortunately, is becoming kind of a wasteland when it comes to mental health issues. Are you familiar with much of that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen mental health take a backseat to some priorities in the legislature, and, you know, it definitely has a trickle-down effect on youth across this state.
Yeah, one of the stats that I think is the most troubling with that, the population we work with, is the Trevor Project, which is an LGBT suicide prevention hotline. They do national work. They estimate that every 5 hours an LGBT teen attempts to take their life in this country.
Really?
And we've seen that with a lot of students we work with in terms of some cutting behavior as well as suicide attempts and some suicide completions that, over the years. And so it's a very serious issue that we have to work with every day.
Well, and again, because 80% of your individuals are in rural areas where, and I've lived in rural Iowa, so I come with this with some experience. These are issues that are uncomfortable to face and to talk about. Parents, grandparents, siblings, teachers, clergy. In many places, and how to start that conversation without feeling very alone.
Yeah, and one of the ways that I think we're very successful at having these conversations and not being afraid to do them is, so we host this annual fundraiser gala called the Spirit Awards, which will be October 20th in 2017.
There you go, mark it down.
And special guest will be BD Wong, the actor himself, on a number of different shows, but we do this annual award celebration, and we give an award called the GSA of the Year, Gay Straight Alliance of the Year. And last year we awarded it to Humboldt High School.
Really?
And Little Humboldt, they've done a great job. And what happened was there were members in their community that wanted to ban the students from going to the governor's conference. And the students fought back, and they fought back quite successfully. And we recognized that at the Spirit Awards. And what was really interesting is individuals who weren't so supportive of the GSA at first, all of a sudden they're winning this big state award at a big dinner and getting recognized by a celebrity, different folks that were there, politicians. Mike Gronstall was there, some other ones. And it really showed that there is a community that here that supports these kids. And while there's some backlash maybe at home, the broader state of Iowa agrees that we need to support these students.
Let's turn our that's a great idea and a great program. Let's turn our attention, if we can, to developing money.
Yeah.
And that's your job, Scott. So I'm going to give you an open floor here to go ahead and say, okay.
Well, yeah.
How do people get involved to support Iowa Safe Schools?
Very easily. They can do it in a number of ways, whether it's through their business that they want to be a part of, our Governor's Conference or the Spirit Awards. We accept sponsorships for those. But if it's just an individual looking to get involved, we want to make sure that it's the right fit for the donor and Iowa Safe Schools to make a lasting contribution for our organization. So not only do we take a grassroots model to do different house parties across the state, which you should look for in your areas, but as well as a sustaining donor program, which you can sign up for on our website.
Yeah, you just go to iowasafe, S-A-F-E, schools.org, or you can email scott@iowasafeschools.org for any of that.
And we'll have links to all that on the radio.
It's just a great website. I just have to keep saying it.
But you got to know it's there, right?
Yeah, you got to know it's there.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks for hanging out for this Insight on Business Extra. We really do appreciate that and wanted to give you a little extra time to talk more about Iowa Safe Schools. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we've got to scoot on out of here. Once again, this is all up on the podcast. If you know the pitch. We're broadcasting each day, Monday through Friday, from 5 until 6 o'clock, the only business news broadcast in the Midwest outside of Chicago. And we're so pleased that you are always along for the ride. You can catch us Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. on AM 940. And until the next time we meet, which, God willing, is going to be tomorrow at 5 o'clock, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's the guy behind the controls. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. And the music that you're listening to right now, arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.